Welcome back, my friend, to another exciting episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news and Jewish world domination. Maybe I should add that to the tagline. What do you think? Pretty soon it's going to be illegal. If it's not already, pretty much is in Florida, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Their attempt to shove those laws down the entire nation and the West's throat, collectively all at once, against opposition in a uniparty fashion, and so much more, including the continual war crimes and Trump wanting you dead if you're a so-called anti-Semite. And remember who gets to determine that, according to these new laws? Them. And it's very subjective. Day to day, whatever they feel, that can get you killed. They're already trying to pass new laws not only to prosecute or persecute those who offend the Jews, but to outlaw the New Testament, parts of Scripture, phrases like Christ is King or the Jews killed Jesus, which are biblical facts, although of course they use the Roman police to do it, just like they do today. Although the Bible continually talks about how the Jews wanted to kill Jesus, not Rome, anyway, etc. These felony facts, felony opinions, can get you arrested now. Even just felony perception that you don't speak out loud. All you have to do is believe it. It's coming. No one will stand with you except us. Trump's not going to stand with you. He's leading the charge. DeSantis, Kristi Noem, the so-called conservative GOP-type governors, they're leading the charge as well. Let's dive in. After a short word from our sister companies, the ones that my wife and I also created to fund our company here and our truth after YouTube and everything else debanked us and demonetized us and destroyed our income, redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where our specialty is waking people up. Let's dive in.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Without further ado, northern Gaza is in the grip of a full-blown famine, and the UN Food Agency chief admits it. And remember, the UN is already, for the most part, actually controlled by them. So the little stuff that they allow to get out is just a small percentage of the truth. Don't forget, Israel is targeting and killing journalists, so it's hard to get the truth out, and they're also blocking cell phones, etc. So people are going through great risk in getting this footage out, but not all of it's making it, only a percent or so. Netanyahu hoped that Hamas would reject the ceasefire offer, but when it didn't, he turned to sabotage. But in reality, let's remember, Hamas has been busted again and again as Israel-funded. They are Jewish. They are a Jewish puppet, just like ISIS. Yes, they have connections to the CIA, but it is the Jews and Israel that keep getting caught as well. So the CIA is them too, so that's why. The video that does make it out is a bombarded, destroyed, bombed out city. I mean, you can see here, people are trying to salvage what's left. There's a couch that kind of survived from an apartment complex of multiple buildings blocks wide. This is what bombs do. People sticking out of rubble, little babies' arms poking out of bricks and boulders of concrete with rebar sticking out, the dust clogging your lungs to where you can't breathe, trapped under the rubble, suffocating in darkness alone. This was the Al Zahra neighborhood. Continuing on, in 2018, Netanyahu was caught, in a 2018 letter that has recently surfaced, Netanyahu was caught actually asking Qatar to fund Hamas. Again, more evidence, although if you want to see the full list of it, check out just what I've collected. I mean, there's a lot more out there that I haven't gotten to yet, and some I haven't even uploaded yet, but check out my Nakba article, which means the catastrophe in Arabic. Go over to theserapeum.com and check out the Nakba, N-A-K-B-A. It will tell you the full history of Palestine. Bloody, gruesome invasion. Also, I want to mention the other article at the Serapeum called The Noticing. Who controls the world? Them. Every single time. Every single time means every single time. I can prove that, unlike most. Now, many people intuit it, just like many people intuit the deep state is satanic, but that doesn't mean anything without evidence, without proof. And I have all of the evidence, I have all the proof, and I always win my debates because it is the hardcore truth of reality. It is a bulletproof truth. Once you've studied the topics, it is easy to defend. Including Elon Musk, including Trump, all of them, by the way. The January 6 arrests are running at nearly double the rate of the 2023 and 2022 rate of arrests. They're hiring more help so they can get more of us quicker, folks, with our money, and replacing us at the same time and bombing our neighborhoods with chemical weapons and preparing to draft us and etc. Going after the food supply, did I mention that already? What can you do? Gather up in numbers and prepare for the worst. But also just note that they're after you. There's nowhere really to go. You don't want to be alone through this. And maybe there are some countries where you can go. I mean, I'm going to have to find somewhere else other than Florida myself. I'm going to put out a video about this, but the new laws, I'm in a hot spot. I've got to get out of here. I'm going to have to give up my land, my farm, everything, all the work I've put into this garden, this homestead. I mean, 2 acres of orchard and garden, food forest. I mean, it's like Garden of Eden here. I love it here. Check out my unstoppable food videos, but we're going to have to go. They are persecuting people. Even in Matthew's, it talks about if they persecute you, flee to another city. That's what I'm going to have to do. Democrats have joined with the Republicans to block the ouster of Speaker Johnson, who has betrayed his base and basically went from border to anti-Semitism should be punished in Israel first, immediately after being nominated to his position. And it's not going to work because the Democrats and the Uniparty have emerged to protect him. So, and not that I'm thinking, Marjorie Taylor Greene is any exception to that. She has proven that she was a McCarthy puppet as well. This is just more trying to get points and earn people's trust because she knew it would not actually get through. Also, the Australian government is threatening Gab again. Gab gets these kind of threats from governments all the time. With a $500,000 fine for refusing to censor a video of a priest being attacked in the Good Shepherd Church in Western Sydney. This, you know, is one of many videos of Christians and pastors, etc., being just openly targeted. In France, they've got gangs of immigrants going neighborhood to neighborhood on missions to knife Whitey. And in the U.S. and other places, you can be in Ireland, etc., you can be gang raped. They're gang raping 11 to 14 year old kids all over the place, 10 to 15 men for days at a time, chaining our women to their floors in some cases, and the government won't even deport them in some cases because it looks bad, etc. They are destroying you, and the police aren't even the worst part of it. In fact, if people were on the same page, they wouldn't even be a problem. AstraZeneca pulls its COVID vaccine after admitting a rare side effect. Well, if they're pulling it, you know it must be bad, because look at all the side effects they ignored and for how long. The vaccines were always poison, but There's more evidence for you if you didn't already know that. The Republicans are also threatening the World Court. If it issues arrest warrants for Israeli war criminals, our government will go after them with sanctions and who knows what else. I mean, that's a threatening judges because they don't like the judgments right there. They don't even like the charges. That's how the Jews work. In Florida, they have also approved one of these new bills, which are being approved all across the nation, and it is redefinition of anti-Semitism put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, etc. And it will essentially let the Jews determine what offends the Jews and what should be punished with how much prison, etc. This is where we're going. It is new. It is being passed quickly across the nation, and at the government federal level, H.R. 6090 is also pushing right on through. It has already passed the uniparty House with flying colors, as I've reported before, and we're there. We're there, folks. I don't know what's going to happen or how long I'll be able to continue doing these videos. If I end up in prison, you know, please pray for me and send me some funds if you can. Help my family, mostly. My wife will have a hard time with three children and a baby coming by herself. Yahweh, don't let it happen, please. Republican introduces bills that would send anti-Israel campus protesters, college children, and others, American citizens, to Gaza war zone for 6 months if found guilty of illegal activity. Death sentence by war zone. That is what this is. So let me reread this properly, because the Gateway Pundit will never tell you the full truth, although they do report a lot of things that are true, and you know that's why I use them often for information. They're obviously Israel first, never Jews, but Republicans, the people who are supposed to protect you, have introduced a bill that will send anti-Semites that the Jews determine, of course, and protesters against the Jews, which is pretty much everybody, because they're behind everything, to a war zone in which not only is there no food and water available, but which bombs rain down daily, and there are hundreds of thousands, I think, of children right now, not only without food, but being pushed up against a wall with bombs and tanks and bulldozers and bullets, because there's nowhere left for them to flee. Israel even took the border crossing at the Rafah. So the Republicans want to kill you, and Trump will too. He says that the proper punishment for anti-Semitism is the death penalty. Here it is.
This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this.
And it will happen to applause and cheers, just like it did in the Roman Colosseums when they blamed the Christians for burning down the Roman city of Rome, its capital, and then threw them to the Colosseums to be eaten by lions, to kill one another, to be burnt to death. They stoned them and crucified them in the streets because a Jewish woman convinced the emperor to kill his pregnant wife and blame it on the Christians after he burnt down Rome. Nero, Emperor Nero. Trump is the next Emperor Nero. He is the son of perdition, spoken of in the book of Revelation and in elsewhere in prophecy. He is that beast which dispenses the mark of the beast, the poison that has now been dispensed across the world that replaced God's name on every cell of our body with 666 at the polynucleotide structure, according to the Moderna patent and the Operation Warp Speed official logo decoded in Hebrew. I've got all of that at the Serapeum as well. This is reality, and it's worth it to keep the testimony of Christ. Don't be afraid. This is just proof that prophecy was right. It might hurt for a while, but it's on to eternal glory. And is this world really worth living in, really, the way it is? I want to share this video with you guys as well. Even the young kids get it now. They're out of time. They're out of power. The Jews who run the world, everybody's awake to it now. So they have to dispense with the carrot and the bread and circuses. They have to go straight to the stick, to the pain, to the persecution, to the censorship and the arrests and using the police and the military and the brutality. And that always turns the people against them quickly. So, with that said, I want you to check out this video.
Let me get this straight. In the U.S., you can't protest Israel because they'll send in police to arrest you. You can't boycott Israel because 37 states have passed anti-boycott laws protecting Israel. And soon enough, you won't be able to criticize Israel because U.S. politicians are about to pass a law that redefines what anti-Semitism is to include that criticizing the state of Israel is anti-Semitic. What the hell is going on? This is insane. People ask me why I've only talked about Israel and Palestine for the past 6 months. And my answer to that is, this is all American politics has become. U.S. politicians have spent all of their time and energy over the past 6 months trying to protect Israel from its crimes. Everything they've done. The federal budget included dozens of things for Israel. They banned TikTok because of its pro-Palestinian influence. They're trying to redefine anti-Semitism. They've sent billions and billions of dollars to Israel. All of it. All of it, all the significant, notable things the U.S. government has done in the past 6 months has been for Israel. America has become overrun by Zionism. Zionism is what's in our politicians' wallets. Zionism is who our politicians look to, who they serve when they go on their annual trips to Israel. Zionism has turned the American government into a monstrosity that doesn't care about what the American people think, that doesn't care about humanity. They only care about what will get them more money from AIPAC and the pro-Israel lobby. It's no coincidence that Mike Johnson is funded by AIPAC. He gave Israel billions of dollars. It's no coincidence that Mike Gallagher is funded by AIPAC. He banned TikTok. It's no coincidence that Mike Lawler is funded by AIPAC, and he's about to change the definition of anti-Semitism to shut down these college protests and silence criticism of Israel. It's no coincidence that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are funded by AIPAC. They backed the TikTok ban, saying that TikTok needs to be banned because it is anti-Israel. They said this in Congress. And it's no coincidence that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, has taken over $5 million in AIPAC money. He has taken the most money of any politician from the pro-Israel lobby. Our democracy has been stolen from us. We need new politicians who care about humanity. We need new politicians who actually do things for the American people and don't waste all of their time and all of the U.S. tax dollars arguing about the best way they can protect Israel from the consequences of their atrocities. Make sure you're following me on Instagram so you can continue hearing my messages in the future. Thank you, and free Palestine.
And as I mentioned before, hundreds of thousands, 600,000 plus Palestinian kids, babies, children, already, you know, terrorized and traumatized and starving and malnourished and no water and hurt and having lost most of their family are now unable to evacuate a war zone that is being carpet bombed by the Jews. That is the Rafah. Whatever comes, knowledge is important. Knowledge is power. The Bible says that it is for lack of knowledge that our people are destroyed. They perish for lack of information. the same information that we share on this channel, the same information they don't want you to know, and is quickly becoming felony fact. So help me to share this information with others, and do not let them shame you for your truth. Be proud. Go on to eternal glory, and don't succumb to peer pressure and name-calling and things like that. I mean, who cares what they call you? I mean, yeah, they're going to try to like hurt you. That's important, but it's worth it. Christ warned us this would happen, and he said, if the world hates you, remember, it hated him first. And I'm going to share with you this little historical clip, because when they ask you, you know, what's your problem with the Jews? What have they ever done to you? There are a lot of answers. There's plenty of answers. Here's you just a couple of examples. Okay, I hope you have found this video to be of value. Check out my other stuff. I put out some new songs recently, in fact. I did use AI to help me to do it, but you know, I fed them the prompts, and they came out kind of okay for an amateur. People seem to really like them so far, and maybe this is a new way we can use to reach people. Art has a power that words and information and you know, knowledge does not sometimes. With that said, remember, we are 100% listener supported. We need you in order to do this work, and we are heavily persecuted in a time of heavy persecution. So stand with us if you're able, if it's not a burden, and prepare for what's coming. Be strong and of good courage. Everything will pass. Their time is short, and they know it. And they are afraid, and they are panicking, and the beast is cornered. That's why it's taking the mask off and lashing out now. You can support us at nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate. Of course, with our Patriot sponsors at redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where our specialty is waking people up. Organic and gourmet coffees from around the world. We'll see you on the next one. God willing. If they haven't kicked in my door yet for felony facts.